What about the issue of post-chemo radiation, whatever you want to call it, maintenance, you know? Is that dead? Is it going to be looked at? Does it make sense? Ed, you know, you kind of think about it. It's like, in a way, maybe an adjuvant kind of a situation. Is this enough systemic coverage that we have right now? Is this going to be something that's going to be looked at in trials?
Right. I mean, I think SWOG 9504 was interesting. It got probably way too much play that it deserved in a single-arm phase 2 83-patient study. And you know, it got us all thinking again about cisetoposide, which was good. So people started using cis again with radiation. I thought that was a plus. I was never someone who automatically did it. I like to look at the patient around 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and see how they're doing. Some patients get the radiation and they look perfectly well. I would give them either more chemotherapy or a doublet for a couple more cycles. Hack choice to do that in the earlier studies, etc., like adjuvant. And so I believe that something additional is helpful. Case in point, you have someone who comes in and they're not doing well and they're just overly sensitive to the radiation and the therapy they receive with it and they're just not doing well. I tell them, no, okay, we're done, you know. But I think there's going to be a role despite what the SWOG has presented with the gefitinib data after chemo radiation. I think there still is going to be a role with these EGFR drugs or molecular targets, not with the radiation with TKIs, but as maintenance or adjuvant, as you say.
What about this question, Vince, of the patient with the EGFR mutation getting chemo radiation therapy and the question of where, if at all, you might integrate a TKI, EGFR TKI?
Well, I don't know that one knows where best to integrate it, but I'd want it integrated. So, I mean, if I were the patient, I would probably take it in the adjuvant setting despite 0023. I would feel comfortable doing that and attribute the results of 0023 to being different types of patients treated or...
So you offer that to your patients right now?
Well, you know, I think as a group, anyone who's had a locally treated lung cancer, when they hear their chances of progression, we'll have a discussion about Tarceva when they have a mutation. We do have a trial with Alicia Sequist and others for resected patients where they get adjuvant or erlotinib if they have a known mutation.